Okay, here we are, Monday, the 1st of July. Fuck me. That means tomorrow, Thursday's the 4th? God damn it. This fucking neighborhood, man, I'm right next to a military base. And everybody that thinks they're a patriot, let's put it that way. Hey, it's time to light fireworks, scare the fucking shit out of all the animals, and pretend, I'll pretend like I know something about American history. All right, John Walker. I was reading about a Navy spy named John Walker. It was pretty interesting. All right, so today's the 1st, so that's a whole new month, man. Which means in the archive, we're going to go back to 99. That's kind of how we do it, you know. You know what I mean. I'm sure you understand. So, looking at our thingamajinga-da-ding-a-da-ding, last year, right, 2020? What were we doing in July last year? The 1st of July last year is. The first day of July last year was a Saturday classic. And then we had a movie called Timetable, then Sunday Elcott, then on Monday. Then on Tuesday would be the very first new show. Bobby and Steve guest host a segment. What does that mean? I guess it's so Butnery these days. You know, every time we do the summer months, we get to Butner Lake and Bobby and Steve and their bullshit. So I am really trying to get the weight off, man. I got on the scale today, it was like 233, which is really good. Then it went up to 236. Like, this fucking piece of shit. I'm telling you, man, the older you get, the harder it is to fucking drop the pounds. It really is. Doesn't matter. You can calorie count. You get out and exercise, which is like I'm walking 2 miles on the fucking beach. Well, maybe not the beach every day, but some days it's the beach. And I'm telling you, July 2023. So the first original show from July of 2023 was on the 4th. Bobby and Steve Dooley guest host a segment. We've been doing a lot of Bobby Dooley lately, but hey, if that's what the... Today's video features Phil giving more voice lessons as he talks about how to find a character voice. Bobby and Steve Dooley guest host a segment, and the truth comes out on why it really was that Bobby walked bull-legged after a weekend with the Slav. Oh, my God. All right. Sounds good enough. On why it really was. And then this video will obviously not be... let me see what this is. Yeah, it's me.
Video. What I thought I would do is, and it's colder than hell here at the beach. It's July, okay. When I came over the hill today,
the camera's right up in my fucking mug.
I was in Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks, which is kind of halfway between LA and where I live.
The camera so close to my face?
I was picking up mail. I was doing a bunch of shit, but it was nice and sunny. And
well, it's warmed up, brother. It's warmed up, my brother. The Slav. Why does she really walk bow-legged, huh? All right. Here we go. Looking for my, so how you guys doing, huh? So I had kind of we had a great weekend. Don and I went to the LAFC game. LAFC 3, Colorado Rapids, nothing. One of our guys had a hat trick. It was a lot of fun. We split, as soon as it got to 3-0, we split. Then went back to the digs and had another round of tequila. And I crashed at their house last night. I got up really early, though. I bombed out of there about 5:30, 6 a.m., got my ass on the road. But we also saw our good buddy Mike. Let me tell you what, man. Michael, I've known both these guys since I was like 11 or 12 years old. I've known Mike longer, like since I was maybe 10. But what the fuck is, Mike is in the hospital. And he's got, problems, man. And there I am walking around, and there's Don walking around, and I'm upright, and I'm not, no serious problems. This fucking thing with the shoulder, this because I'm a fucking moron. I really, really fucking appreciate for however long it lasts, the good health that I have. The relatively good health that I have, let's put it that way. But I owe it to myself to, at this point in my life, man, to pull the fucking weight off, Phil. Come on, give me a break. There's certain shit you can't eat anymore, man. If you want to live any kind of a quality life, there's just some stuff you can't eat anymore, Jack. All that crap that's out of my diet now, all that shit I used to eat, whether it was French fries or potato chips, or whether it was like donuts or cake, that kind of stuff, or what have you, mash, I don't know, like red meat, I'm not eating that shit anymore. I haven't eaten pork in years. And I'm even getting off of fish. I mean, I'm just, I don't know. I guess I'm going vegan, man. Okay, what are we doing, man? We got the thing? We do. Oh, classic. I'm going to get the classic, man. The classic, baby, which is going to be July 2001. Groovy. July 2001. This video I did, last year's video, I'm like, I was holding the camera all fucked up. I wonder why. I got it right in my fucking mug. What the hell? July 2001. Here we go. July 1st, 2001. What was it? There was no July 1st. There was July 2nd, 2001. Chris Norton kicked off the show tonight to tell us of his secret. Let's see. To tell us of his secret of getting out of speeding tickets. Chris says that he intimidates cops with his 86 IROC and tattoos. Cops target him because his car is faster and he has chicks giving him head. Right. Roland Schwinn joins us at the third hour. He says that parents are killing kids in the summertime because they are jealous of success, or if they fail, they feel like being taken for a ride. In summer, kids are home in the parents' faces for 3 months. What the fuck? Let's do that one. I haven't heard Roland Schwinn. I don't even know what that means. All right. Let me put this one in the... this is July of 2001. Phew, man. All right, man. Yeah, so we saw LAFC. Full house. They're LAFC's in first place in the Western Conference. They're tied with the LA Galaxy. So both of our LA teams are in the hunt there for the what they call the MLS Cup. And, you know, it's a fun sport. I like watching hockey. I like watching hockey. I like watching what is called world football, soccer. We call it soccer here in the States. Yeah, we got really good seats, man. We're down low in the, more toward, I think we're toward the, what end would that be, man? The south end. And, you know, as I said to you, the stadium is where the old sports arena used to be, so... And Big D, man, he doesn't mind driving. So I'm like, okay, man, you want to drive? You fucking A, man. He navigates this shit like a champ. All right, let's do this. Next game, I think, is on July 4th, and I think it's LAFC and the Galaxy. That we got to get together for, man. Let me see. When is that fucking game? Let me get to my sports thing. Both teams in first place. The other team that's tied with us is Real Salt Lake. So here we are. Real Salt Lake is at 37 points. We're both at 40. LA, and you know, before the fucking game was over, you had us at 40 points. What kind of an app is this, Yahoo? Your bullshit sports app. You had us at 40 points before the fucking game was over. Aye, fucking yay. All right, so Wednesday, July 3rd, big lineup of games. July the 4th, there it is, Galaxy and the LAFC. That game will be at Home Depot Center there in wherever the fuck. Dominguez Hills? I don't even know what they call it, Home Depot Center anymore. Galaxy and the goddamn LAFC. Let's see who's picking who. Oh, man, 52% Galaxy, 40% LAFC. I don't think so. I think LAFC's going to take that game. We had a draw against Atlanta, and we won four. The last five, we won four of the last five. LA has won four of the last five, but they dropped their last one to Chicago. So suck on that. We had a draw with Atlanta. Who's your favorite team? My favorite team's the LAFC team, man. Okay, July 4th, 7:30 at night. That's going to be at the Rose Bowl, and that's a home game for the Galaxy. How does that figure? Why does the Galaxy get to have the Rose Bowl as a home team, as a home game, as a home thing? Okay, never mind. I don't care either. Okay, that's a bad stadium for soccer, you know. I think the Aztecs played there way back in the North American Soccer League days, and it was always a shit stadium. We also had another team here in Southern California called the California Surf. They were Orange County, though. But I remember seeing the Aztec and the Surf play at the Rose Bowl. It was too weird. It's a football stadium. It's a big fucking venue, man. There's 100,000 seats in that thing. I'd love to see. You know, if they even come close to selling that out, that'll be a momentous time. All right, here we go, baby.
Let me turn this off.
Here we are. Here we is. Here we am. Here we go.